Kia ora whānau, nō mai, haere mai ki te Wharekarakia kia, or West Baptist. Thank you very much, Judy, for leading us through this morning. You know, like last week, just a bit of a recap, we looked at the topic, as Judy's highlighted for us very helpfully, of honouring agreements. Do you remember how I told the story about the TV show Outlander? And there was this young Ian insisting that his freedom-fighting Uncle Jamie didn't rescue him from the agreement he had made, because he wanted to keep it. He wanted to be a man of worth, honouring his agreement. And then we looked at the agreement between God and the people of Israel and how the prophets kept on calling people back to honour the agreement. That's what their job was. We looked at how Jesus constantly challenged religious people to stop making it hard to honour the agreement. And Jesus kept standing up for what was right. And then we considered the Treaty of Waitangi. Obviously, it's a different type of agreement, but how from when it was signed until today, there have been constant calls, and rightly so, to honour the treaty. And so, together, we have sensed from God and decided together that we will learn more about being people of the treaty. This is in our West Way Forward. And so we considered how we can be the people of the treaty by honouring the treaty today. And we have the poster that Judy reminded us of as well, of 10 DIY ways to honour the treaty in Aotearoa. And the first way says to learn the stories of the land through a Māori lens. Now, it's difficult to learn stories of the land ourselves, and certainly difficult for me as a Pākehā, when they're not our stories. And so we have the privilege of Shane Cassidy with us this morning to learn, as our poster says, about our land through a Māori lens. Now, I met Shane at Spotswood Primary School when he helped open the revamped administration buildings. And since then, Shane has helped the school board of trustees learn more about the local hapū and their vision for our area, our rohi. Shane has a background in education in lots and lots of different ways, at Spotswood College, Waikato Uni, group special ed, now early childhood education with Taranaki Kindergarten Association. I've been involved as a caregiver and with youth justice, and has been helping lots of different groups with their cultural competencies. So, learning about an area, the land that we are around here, is a really important and helpful way to honour the treaty. And Shane knows a lot about this through him being Ngāti Tawiti, our local hapū. And so as Shane comes and shares a bit about himself, and about the Ngāti Tawiti hapū, that's the group of families, or he'll tell us about that, and their vision, let's be open to his words and to God's word to us. So nō mai, haere mai, Shane.
First and foremost, I must humbly pay homage to our dear God. In the house of God here, that have lured me here this morning. Thank you for your words, Judy. You sound like a perfect Māori. I teach that language every hour, every day, and you stood here with confidence, and I honour you that. And thank you for that. Well, the name Cassidy doesn't sound like Māori, doesn't it? It's not. It's Irish. So, if I can say, on this side here is Cassidy. On this side here is Healy. Now, that's an English name. So, my great-great-grandfather and great-great-grandmother on my mother's and father's side, I started with my dad's side. He was a dear Irishman called Thomas Cassidy. Way back in 1858, he decided to go over to the next paddock and to remove 5 pigs. So he was caught for stealing 5 pigs and sent to Australia. However, On my mum's side, my great-great-grandfather, he ended up here in New Plymouth, and he was a policeman. His name was called John Healy. But I'm going to come back here on my dad's side in Thomas Cassidy. When he was released, and I believe in his written literature, he prayed and prayed and prayed that one day he would go back home to Ireland. But it didn't happen, because my great-great-great-five-great-grandmother, who hailed from the north, from the very top of the North Island, what we call the tail of the fish, from a tribe called Opodi. Now, the Opodi people, or the Ngāpuhi people, travel over to Sydney every year around about April to Parramatta. There's a monument there that celebrates the, here we go, the treaty, the togetherness, bringing two people together or tribes together, which is the Ngāpuhi people up north, and the people of Australia and of Parramatta. And so one day she journeyed over on the ship, and at that point in time, Thomas Cassidy was released from prison. And during the movement around this monument, the blessing of the monument over there, she stumbled across Thomas Cassidy, this tall Irishman staring down at her. And her name was Maria Curie, a very stunning woman, a very stunning lady as well. So she stared up this tall, lanky Irishman. "You see my eyes?" She said, "Wow, look at him." And every lady that I meet today, I'm not meeting here today, they look at me and go, "Oh, he's got blue eyes, and where did he get his eyes from?" Well, that's through the heavenly and the genes that's come right through and right down to me and right down to my grandchildren today. And they go, "How come you're Māori, aren't you?" I said, "Well, yeah, I am, but we hail from Ireland. So when we give our genealogy, our lineage out, especially for Māori, we normally start with our mountain and so forth. And in the rightful manner, we start from our male side. So when I do my male side, I go back to Ireland from where Thomas Cassidy came from. And it's County Cork. So my whakapapa, my lineage, when I go into schools and teach whakapapa about their mountains and so forth, my grandchildren know their roots from way over there, and they also know their roots from here, and also from up north, and also from England as well, from my mum's side. So there's a lot of what we call toto, or bloodline, in my body. But in saying that, I do honour you, and I thank you, Andrew, for allowing me to come here this morning. I got out of a task this morning. I love gardening. And gardening is very healthy. Very healthy for the mind and soul and body. And my wife and I are green hands. So, who am I? My name is Shane Cassidy. We grew up on a farm in the King Country. Well, my grandfather moved away from the north with my grandmother down to the King Country back in the late 35. So my grandmother and my grandfather had 13 children. And you know, all Māoris, they have a lot of people, they have a lot of children. It wasn't like that. The Cassidy side are very, very huge. We have a reunion coming up very shortly in the year 2022, a Cassidy reunion up in north. And at the moment on the cards there's about 2,600 of us from all over the world. So we moved down, my grandparents moved down to the King Country, and then my dad settled. We bought a big farm. We stayed there for about 15 years. And when my dad decided to travel the country, He travelled down here to this beautiful mountain here of ours, of Taranaki or Mount Egmont, and he met my mum. So my mum is actually from this area here, New Plymouth, down in Motoro, Naumotu. She went to Motoro Primary School. From there, she went to St. Joseph's School. From there, she went to Sacred Heart. So there you go. My mum is Catholic, and my dad is Methodist. So what am I? I'm in the middle. But my grandfather always said that there's only one God. And I was just fascinated with all the children here, because I used to go to Sunday school every day, every day. We loved it. And when we get together as a family, we always talk about Sunday school. And actually, I still got my books too. And we share those stories with my nephews and my grandkids and everything. So my dad met my mum here down in Naumotu Beach. A few years later, there was 12 of us. 11 boys and one girl. The girl was the youngest, my sister. She is also a teacher. She teaches in Brisbane. She's got 5 boys. She stopped there. And she's our youngest, and I dearly love her too and miss her. The rest of us, I lost 2 brothers, my oldest brother and another brother, and lost my dad as well and my mum. We all reside in New Plymouth, or a few of us, sorry. There's about 3 over in Australia. So from my mum and dad, there's 175 of us. That's a big family, eh? It's a big branch, big tree, big Christmas. So my mum's hapu is here. It's called Ngāti Te Whiti. When I was growing up as a teenager, I was just saying to the ladies out there in the foyer there that I used to run past, because I love sport, I love running. And every time I used to run, because we used to live in Pioneer Road, and I used to run around the block, around Naumotu Road, and come around here, and I used to stop, and I'm being really truthful about it, because I knew that church was on, I would stop and walk and respect. And this is my words, I used to say, glory to God on high. And we'll pass, get to the garage, and start running again. My grandfather always said, respect any race, colour, or creed, any church. And my mum and dad would always say the same thing. So my mum is from this area here, from Ngāti Te Whiti Hapu. So where did Ngāti Te Whiti come from? Ngāti Te Whiti, people derived from way back in the migration of the waka, or the canoe, tokomaru. So when the tokomaru, one of the 7 canoes, Ngā waka e whetu, remember that song? Do you know that one? Yeah, the 7 canoes, main canoes that arrived here in Aotearoa. The tokomaru canoe arrived, and it did land, they say, at Whangaparoa. But to Taranaki people, or to Te Atiawa people, the tribe here in New Plymouth here, the main tribe, the waka landed at Mohakatino, north of Mōkau. So it's on that long bridge that you drive down, Mohakatino, the Mohakatino River. That's where the canoe landed, and from there, the Te Atiawa tribe begat. So they came on shore and walked through the bush. No roads those days, over the Mount Messenger and so forth, over through the bush. That's a long walk when you drive. When you drive, it's a long drive too. So the Te Atiawa tribe begat. So there's tribes, when you arrive in Urunui, that tribe there is Ngāti Mutunga. Ngāti Mutunga. And just across the other side, down by Mimi School, you know where Mimi School is? Right down that road, Pukeahu Road. Right down that road, there is another tribe there, and that's called Ngāti Tama. So all these tribes came off the canoe. And then venturing off around this way here, You go further out to Inglewood, which is Ngāti Maru. Right? Ngāti Maru. So Ngāti Maru. Here we go. Ngāti Tama. Ngāti Mutunga. Those are the three tribes here. So if I draw a big circle here, and if I draw like a pie graph, slice like cheese slices, and all this circle is Te Atiawa tribe, but in that tribe becomes sub-tribes. And out of those sub-tribes comes Ngāti Te Whiti. Okay, the hapū. So Ngāti Te Whiti is the only sub-tribe of Te Atiawa in New Plymouth. So we go from the Herekawe, which is down the back beach, the little stream there, that goes right up to the Pauakai ranges. You go over there, over the other side of it, the mount of the Pauakai, and there's a river, our main river, which is the Waiwakaiho. Right? And I found the Waiwakaiho River, and when I found it, it was only this wide up the mountain. So I followed it all the way down, most of the way down, until it got bigger and bigger and bigger. So between these two rivers, the Herekawe and the Waiwakaiho, is the hapū Ngāti Te Whiti. Okay? Ngāti Te Whiti. But the Ngāti Te Whiti hapū, so where did we come from? So we derived from the canoe Tokomaru Waka, or canoe, which landed in Mōhaka Tino. Remember I said that early on. So when they reached out and started walking the land, and then they begat all these other tribes and hapū. From there, Ngāti Te Whiti begat in a little place called in Waitara, called Awangai Ariki. That's a long name. So there was a chief way back in the days. His name was called Te Whiti. Te Whiti o Rongo Mai One. We say one because there's three of them. Te Whiti o Rongo Mai One. Okay? And he married this lady, this beautiful lady called Rongo Uiro. Now I will have this in written literature for you. Rongo Uiro. And they begat or birthed a young boy called Aniwiniwa. Aniwiniwa, but he had one son. So that was a little tribe, not a little tribe, like a little whānau gathering at a Waitara, a little wee sub-tribe which is no more heard of anymore now, which is called Awa Ngai Ariki. From there, the Ngāti Te Whiti tribe begat there. So when Te Whiti Rongo Mai One decided to move this way, south, he resided here in New Plymouth. He brought his wife and his only son, Aniwiniwa, with both of them. So the tribe Ngāti Te Whiti begat in Waitara, but they arrived here in New Plymouth. And they settled. So Te Whiti, so Rongo Mai, Te Whiti, Ngāti Te Whiti, the name came from that ancestor. The one, Te Whiti Rongo Mai, Te Whiti, his name was Te Whiti. So when he resided here and became here and stayed here, the tribe, or the hapū, if you like, began to grow. And mainly down here, down by the coastals, there's a pā site there. It was quite huge. You know the coastal is quite huge, eh? But the pā site was quite huge as well. And that pā site was called Ōtaka. So over the many years, Te Whiti One, I'm going to go forward a wee bit. He had a nephew called Te Whiti Two. Okay? And then from his nephew, Te Whiti Two, when he passed away, And then came the third Te Whiti. So this is where we come into our hapu, our really hapu started to grow then. So the third Te Whiti at Omamai, was born down the bottom of Pioneer Road here. They don't know where the exact place. They think it's down by the old Breakwater Hotel. They think it's this way by the Coastals, but no one exactly knows where. However, he was born Te Whiti Orongomai Tuatoru, which is the third. Now, he was given or born with a gift that he never knew that he had as he grew up. So, all down Pioneer Road, on the left-hand side, down that valley, going down Ngamoti Road, if you can just think back and close your eyes and think back, there was gardens all down there. Gardens, kumara gardens, all the way down there. And Te Whiti's mum and parents and everybody used to garden all down Ngamoti Road. So when he grew up, as a young man, my mum's grandmother, this is where our family comes into it, and we're Ngāti Te Whiti, where we come in as a whole. My great-grandmother, as a young teenager, 12 years old, like these young ladies up here, she used to nurse him and look after him and care for him, Te Whiti, the third. Down here in Pioneer Road, every day she used to go and wash him and look after him. Now, these biblical sayings started coming from his waha, from his mouth, but he didn't know that he had this thing inside him. A deity came down from the heavens, and all of a sudden he was speaking biblically, sayings and psalms. Because a lot of people say that he had read the Bible because of the early settlers that came in. Oh, no. Apparently, he had, like I said, a deity somewhere. So from there, he taught my great-grandmother all these sayings for Ngāti Te Whiti, which I'm very privileged to be sharing it with you this morning. And one of the sayings that he said to my great-grandmother when she was only 12 years old is this. And it's a proverb. Because when she started, she said, look, it's my town. I don't want the people from Europeans coming here in my town. She's only 12 years old, right? I don't want them here. And then Te Whiti turned around and said to her, No. They are going to bring gifts for your grandchildren for many years and so forth. I said, I want you to record this and write this down. But, you know, writing it down, she wrote in Māori. So we have those written scripts, and they're in the archives in the library. And one of the scripts said this, Ko tai mai ngā waka rino, marunga ngā waka rino, ngā taonga mō o mokupuna, hei tiaki, hei menaki, ki a rātou. Kua huakina te kēti o te hauauru. So translating that was this. In the many years to come, there will be steel iron ships arriving in your land here. So Te Whiti seen us, he was a seer. Many steel ships will arrive on your land here in port. Protect them, guide them, nurture them, and they will look after you. This is this Māori chief saying this to her. After her as a 12-year-old saying, I don't want them in my town. So, and he also said this proverbial saying, He honore, he kororia ki te atua. He maungarunga ki runga I te whenua. He whakaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa. So when I translate that, this proverbial saying went throughout the world. It went like on Facebook today, the technology, it went viral. Glory to God on high, peace on earth, and goodwill to all mankind. not just Māori, to all mankind. And a lot of Māori people today interpret that very different. Very different. They say it's just for Māori. We as Ngāti Te Whiti people say no. When you read it really carefully and think about it, to all mankind. And everywhere I go, I stand up, I say that little proverbial saying. He honore he korore ki te atoa, he runga rawa, he maungarunga ki runga te whenua. He whakaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa. And I go like that. To all mankind. To whatever race, colour or creed. And that's what his words to my great-grandmother. And so Ngāti Te Whiti people, we are going to take that on board, and we have taken that on board to our counterparts out in Parihaka and what happened out there, because Te Whiti moved out to Parihaka because the Spirit told him to go there. Not him, the Spirit told him to go there. And his nephew, Tohu Kākahi, they went there. And you probably heard or read about the story of Parihaka and what happened out there. But for Ngāti Te Whiti people, we want to walk their talk and look after all race, colour and creed. Hence the reason why there's all these blockages in us here today in our hapū. And I think we talk about unity. We talk about kotahitanga. We talk about aroha, love. And it's not residing in our hapū. We all probably know, and I spoke to Andrew about it. Went to the school over here, talked about the marae, the hopes and dreams of our ancestors, the dreams of building a marae for New Plymouth, for you. Not for me, but for you. And their dream fell over in the last year or so. Because the unification and unity is not there. We're not walking the talk what the Whiti said. So, a lot of my elders now have passed on. They've gone. There's only one left, and it's my mum's sister. And she's in hospital at the moment as I speak. She's the only surviving Healy family or Healy elder in the Ngāti Te Whiti hapū. There's only people like me, I'm only 21, not. That we normally go to our elders to ask for guidance, but they're all gone. There's only a few of us in our hapū that know the knowledge. And there's that division still. So I know that Te Whiti said, we've got to work together as one people, one voice, one God. And once that happens in our hapū, the marae, Andrew, will definitely go ahead. So Ngāti Te Whiti, we are up here, up at Rangiatia, the Rangiatia church area up here. We are working so hard and so strong towards that marae, that dream. And for me as Ngāti Te Whiti, what we call a peka or a branch of the Ngāti Te Whiti, I want to see that happen for you, for the people of New Plymouth, that you can have a marae to go to. This is your marae too, God's palace, God's house. This is your marae. And that's why I said early on, I humbly acknowledge the whare and the speakers before me. So, with that, Andrew, Ngāti Te Whiti, this is where we are. This is who we are, who I am. Ngā mihi, my humble ngā kau ki a koutou katoa, e mihi mai oha, e pai ana he mihi atu ki a koutou hoki, ko ngā tamariki. I always acknowledge our tamariki. I always. Why? Because I'm a teacher. I love children. Ki a koutou ngā rangatira hoki, to our respected elders in here. Ngā mihi atu ki a koutou hoki. E rā whakanuia kei wangu ia tātou, i tēnei rā whakanuia, ko tēnei tāku. Sunday's always been a great day for me. So thank you for and this privilege, Andrew. I don't know if I've given everything, but I believe that Andrew has given me the opportunity to come in on a Tuesday night sometime, and I'll give a presentation, and you'll see everything around New Plymouth, that I'll give a proper presentation to you all around the hub of Ngāti Whiti. So I'm humble in saying that, Andrew, thank you so much again to each and every one of you, to our respected elders here as well, and to the family, and to the house of God. Kia ora mai. Oh, I was going to sing a song, but it's left-handed. But I will do something. He tangata ke koutou. He tangata ke ahau. Nō roto i tēnei ao. Tātou, tātou e. There's another proverbial saying, but it's sung in a way that you are no stranger to me, and I am no stranger to you. From this day forward, we walk together. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.